Mid-Century LA, like you've never seen it before. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Well, ever since Pablo Picasso began pasting decorative paper to canvas, artists have been using the technique of collage. In the film world, the collecting of different images is usually what we call a montage, but that's not necessarily the case for Lewis Klar, who places cutout figures from his huge collection of old comic books into varied illustrations and photographs of mid-20th century architecture, mostly from Los Angeles. His film, 66, will be screening at the Roy and Edna Disney CalArts Theater, or what you know as Red Cat. And here to tell you why you might want to check it out is KCRW's art critic, Hunter Drohioska-Philip. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
Who is Lewis Klar, and how does he fit into the Los Angeles art world?
Well, he's a filmmaker. He's from the East Coast, where he really made his mark, but now he's teaching at CalArts. He's been in Los Angeles since 1998. And this work is interesting because of, as you said, the collages. But he doesn't make collages per se to exhibit and then make the films. He makes the films, and then sometimes collages come out of them.
So it's a film collage, then?
Well, that's right. He actually has this enormous archive of old comic books, calendars, black and white photographs, and he cuts them out and puts them together to tell stories in 16 millimeter film, although over the course of working on this particular film, the medium's changed so much that now it's done in digital video.
It's done in digital video, but again, we're thinking of mid-century Los Angeles. So we're talking decades ago in this town, and this is a collection of shorter productions. What do they look like? What kind of feel do they have?
Well, he's a big fan of film noir, and he's a big fan of the kind of old comic books. Think Dick Tracy. Think of square-jawed men and bleached blondes and women with pearls. And a lot of what he has collected over the years are these comic book figures who enact stories within stories. Sometimes there'll be sound clips from old movies, or there'll be bits of experimental film technology. This particular 90-minute opus, really, is comprised of 12 different chapters, but they do fit together in a very sort of non-narrative, non-linear way. They refer to one another, and then sometimes you'll just have a screen of, there'll be a frame of one entire monochrome color with no imagery whatsoever. I would say they remind me a little bit of the collage films of Joseph Cornell, and they also reminded me a little bit of the collages of Alexis Smith.
Do you have any favorites? I know neither you nor I have any recollection, real-world recollection, of mid-century Los Angeles or mid-century anywhere, but do you have any favorites?
Well, I think because the film's called 66, in a way, it's using all of these kinds of images that haven't been that popular since that date. You know, think of the Mad Men ethos. So you'll see cigarettes in ashtrays, stereos in cabinets, automobiles with fins, you know, men in the masculine roles wearing suits and hats, women in feminine roles wearing shoes and wearing high heels and dresses. It's really, and they're all set in architectural illustrations or photographs of mid-century interiors or exteriors. So they really sort of, they valorize a period of mid-century Los Angeles that we already really are looking at with longing to a certain extent. But I don't want to forget to mention that these stories are complicated by the fact that they also refer to Greek mythology, like Helen of Troy, and these other references that show us that our own narratives, both in this kind of popular sense, go back to ancient times.
What else is going on over at Red Cat this year?
I have to say, this year, Red Cat has a really great film series. They have films coming up by Pat O'Neill, Chantal Ackerman, and, of course, a lot of innovative dance and music. And I'm most excited about the arrival of the Worcester Group. This time, they're taking on Harold Pinter's The Room. Very exciting.
Well, Lewis Klar's 90-minute opus 66 screens on Monday at Red Cat, of course, which is downtown Los Angeles. Hunter Drohioska-Philip with this week's Art Talk. Hunter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.